Welcome to a personal growth episode of the IP Management Voice. In our personal growth series, we'll guide you on how to enhance your IP system contribution and maximize your professional impact. Tune in to gain valuable insights to help you advance personally and in your career as an IP expert. In this episode, you will learn what business development means for IP experts and which factors you should consider when developing your own business.
Okay, let's consider this. You're at the top of your game as a patent attorney. Maybe you're the IP consultant everyone secretly wishes they had. Or perhaps you're an in-house counsel with knowledge that could change the industry.
You've really mastered the intricacies of intellectual property.
Exactly. But here's the real question. In today's landscape, is that sheer expertise always enough to truly thrive? How do you make that leap from being a leading expert to being the sought-after authority?
That's precisely the challenge we're tackling today. We're taking a deep dive into the world of business development, specifically tailored for those IP professionals, the patent attorneys, IP consultants, and, well, the in-house counsel we just mentioned.
Yes. Our goal in this discussion is really to cut through the noise and understand why proactively developing your business isn't just a bonus anymore. It's absolutely fundamental. We'll explore some of the obstacles you might encounter and, crucially, map out a supportive road for growth. We're drawing from discussions focused on the realities, importance, and available assistance for IP experts looking to, you know, build their practices.
Okay, so let's unpack this core idea first. What exactly is business development when we're talking about IP professionals? Because it's definitely not just about pushing sales, right?
You've absolutely hit the nail on the head there. It's not sales in that traditional sense. Business development is really about building enduring value.
Enduring value. How so?
Well, it's about cultivating meaningful relationships, understanding the dynamics of different markets, and connecting with the clients who truly need your specific skills.
Okay.
Think of it as a comprehensive strategy. It incorporates proactive initiatives, insightful marketing, building a powerful professional reputation, nurturing client relationships effectively, and positioning yourself as a thought leader in your field.
And how does this translate into concrete actions for IP experts? What are the key areas they should really be concentrating on?
Right. Several key elements come to mind. First, it's about market positioning, truly understanding your distinct niche within the, well, the expansive world of innovation.
So finding your specialty.
Exactly. So the first key insight is don't be a generalist. Find your niche. The more specific your expertise, the easier it is to become the go-to person in that area. This isn't about limiting yourself. It's about becoming known for something specific.
Makes sense. What else?
Then there's client acquisition, actively forging connections with potential clients, not just, you know, waiting for opportunities to land in your lap.
Being proactive.
Yes. And service differentiation is also critical to the safe. Clearly articulating the unique advantages your legal and technical acumen brings to the table. Why you? Personal branding is another significant aspect, establishing yourself as a recognized authority through the content you share, maybe speaking engagements you undertake, and your online presence.
That online piece seems huge now.
It is. And finally, strategic partnerships, collaborating with universities, R&D departments, or other complementary professionals, that can unlock significant new avenues.
What's fascinating here, and what you're really highlighting, is that for IP experts, business development isn't some separate item on the to-do list. It seems deeply interwoven with the very act of building a strong and continuously adapting practice.
Precisely. So why has this proactive approach become so incredibly vital now for IP professionals? It wasn't always perceived as such a critical priority, was it?
No, it wasn't. But the professional landscape has undergone a pretty significant transformation. We're seeing much greater competition, for one.
Okay.
And clients today are more knowledgeable than ever before. They're often cost conscious, and crucially, they expect more than just fundamental legal advice. They're seeking strategic insights, someone who truly grasps their overarching business objectives.
That makes perfect sense. They're not simply looking for someone to, say, process a patent application. They want a collaborator who understands the broader commercial implications.
Exactly.
And then, of course, there's the pervasive influence of the digital world we touched on.
Right. Nowadays, your online footprint, your LinkedIn profile, what surfaces in a Google search, your contributions to industry blogs, that often serves as the initial point of contact for prospective clients.
The first impression.
Pretty much. If you lack visibility online, you genuinely risk being entirely overlooked. This is where producing thought leadership content and even understanding search engine optimization, which is basically how people find information online using search engines, becomes really important.
So it's not enough just to possess exceptional skills. People need to be able to discover you and understand the value of those skills. And it sounds like the role of the IP expert itself is also evolving.
It certainly is. The expectation is shifting from that of a purely legal advisor, you know, to that of a genuine strategic partner.
How's it look in practice?
Well, it involves engaging with clients on a deeper level, maybe providing them with education and conveying your value in a way that directly aligns with their business goals. And experts who can effectively do this, they tend to cultivate stronger client relationships, often can command more competitive fees, and can even exert greater influence on their clients' innovation strategies.
Right.
Think about someone with a breakthrough in, say, AI patenting. They might be the best in the world technically, but if no one knows they exist or understands their unique specialization within AI, well, how do they connect with the right companies needing precisely that expertise?
That's a great point. And considering the long-term perspective, it sounds like business development provides a vital element of stability too.
Precisely. Relying solely on word-of-mouth referrals or just your existing network can be inherently unpredictable, can't it?
Very unpredictable.
So business development offers a more systematic, a more dependable method for generating potential clients, keeping current clients actively engaged, and even identifying opportunities for developing new service offerings. It truly builds resilience into your professional practice.
Okay, all of this makes logical sense. It sounds essential.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be realistic. What are some of the common obstacles, the common hurdles that IP experts encounter when they try to actually implement these business development strategies?
Well, time is a huge one, a significant constraint. The majority of IP professionals operate under billable hour models, right?
Right. The clock is always ticking.
So dedicating time to non-billable activities like business development can feel like a substantial challenge. There's also often uncertainty about whether these efforts will actually yield a tangible return on investment, which, you know, can make it difficult to prioritize.
I can certainly see that. When your main focus is delivering that billable client work, allocating time to something that doesn't immediately produce revenue can feel, well, counterintuitive. And you mentioned a potential skills gap earlier.
That's correct. The training and education for IP professionals typically involve deep dives into law, science, or engineering. Highly technical stuff. However, skills such as compelling storytelling, effective branding, and navigating the complexities of digital marketing are not usually part of that formal curriculum.
No, definitely not in law school or engineering programs.
So this can make business development feel overwhelming and maybe even a bit inauthentic for some.
That feeling of operating outside your established comfort zone, that could be a significant barrier, I imagine. Are there any other unique challenges specifically for IP experts?
Absolutely. Regulatory and ethical considerations play a crucial role. Legal professionals in particular must be extremely careful about rules concerning advertising, maintaining client confidentiality, and how they communicate publicly.
Those are serious considerations.
They are. And these legitimate concerns can understandably lead to hesitation when it comes to engaging more openly. Plus, another thing is, many experts struggle with clearly articulating what truly distinguishes them in their field, what makes them different.
Ah, the positioning challenge again.
Exactly. This can result in very generic messaging that doesn't effectively cut through the clutter and attract the right kind of attention.
That's a very valid point. It's easy to get bogged down in technical jargon or just focus solely on intricate details, losing the bigger picture of your value.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, you touched on something earlier that I believe resonates with many people, that apprehension about, you know, putting yourself out there.
Absolutely. Publishing articles, speaking at industry events, or even, gosh, simply creating a short video can feel like a significant risk for some people.
Yeah, that visibility can feel scary.
It can. There's often a fear of being judged or, you know, not achieving perfection. And that fear can really prevent highly talented professionals from sharing their valuable expertise and increasing their visibility. I've spoken with many brilliant IP lawyers who told me their biggest hurdle wasn't the law itself, but the thought of putting their opinions out there online, it's a very real psychological barrier for many.
So considering all of these very real challenges, the time, the skills, the regulations, the positioning, the fear, what kind of support is available to help IP experts navigate this this evolving landscape. Mm-hmm. We mentioned the IP Business Academy earlier.
Yes, the IP Business Academy was specifically established to address these very challenges. Its primary aim is to empower IP experts to enhance their visibility and grow their businesses through strategic communication.
Right.
And a central component of this is their program specifically designed for intellectual property subject matter experts.
Okay, so what does this program actually entail? How does it assist these IP professionals in becoming more visible and ultimately more effective in their business development efforts?
It offers a truly comprehensive approach. One of the foundational elements is personal branding coaching.
Right, defining your brand.
Exactly. This involves guiding experts in clearly defining and effectively communicating their unique value proposition. They receive assistance in refining their LinkedIn profiles, crafting compelling professional biographies, and aligning their individual career aspirations with their broader business objectives.
That sounds like an excellent starting point, really solidifying your identity and what you offer before you broadcast it. Mm-hmm. What other aspects are involved?
Content creation is another vital area. You know, many intellectual property experts possess incredible insights, but simply lack the time or perhaps the confidence to write articles or other forms of content regularly.
That time factor again.
Always. So the IP Business Academy provides support and opportunities for digital publishing through their own blog and social media platforms, helping experts share their knowledge and ideas with a wider audience.
So it's like having a built-in platform and maybe some guidance to actually develop and disseminate your expertise, like a partnership.
Exactly. And it extends beyond just written content. The program also emphasizes the development of thought leadership.
Thought leadership.
Well, experts are provided with opportunities to contribute to webinars, discussions, interviews, and even online training programs. This effectively positions them as educators and influential voices within the innovation community.
Ah, so getting them speaking and teaching.
Precisely. We had one intellectual property subject matter expert, for example, who was invited to co-teach at a very well-known European IP training program right after participating in a webinar series organized by the IP Business Academy.
Wow, that's a fantastic way to build credibility and reach a much broader audience. And once this valuable content is created, the articles, the webinar appearances, how does it actually get seen by the right people? Visibility is key, right?
It is, and that's where visibility amplification comes into play. The IP Business Academy has an extensive digital network, including a significant following on LinkedIn, email newsletters, and collaborations with academic institutions and industry partners.
So they have an existing audience.
A relevant one, yes. They actively distribute the content created by their intellectual property subject matter experts through these channels, ensuring their messages reach relevant and engaged audiences. For instance, we had a European patent attorney who saw something like a 400% increase in inbound messages on LinkedIn after their first blog post was co-created and published through the program.
400%. That's significant. So it's leveraging an existing relevant network to seriously boost your own visibility. That's a smart strategy. What about connecting with other professionals in the field? Is there a community aspect?
Yes, absolutely. The program also facilitates access to a truly valuable and trusted community. Intellectual property subject matter experts become part of a peer group consisting of other innovators, IP strategists, and legal professionals.
Ah, networking opportunities.
Exactly. This fosters opportunities for collaboration, the exchange of ideas, and frankly, mutual support among individuals facing similar challenges and opportunities. It combats that feeling of going it alone.
That sense of community can be incredibly important, especially when you're venturing into new areas like marketing yourself. And finally, how does all of this increased visibility actually translate into tangible business growth, seeing the results?
Right, that's the bottom line for many. The program incorporates strategic business development support. Experts learn practical methodologies for converting that enhanced visibility into meaningful engagement and ultimately into new client relationships.
So bridging the gap between being known and getting hired.
Precisely. This includes guidance on designing effective client pathways, you know, the journey a potential client takes. Also, creating valuable resources like lead magnets to attract potential clients and understanding basic analytics to monitor their progress and see what's working.
Practical tools.
Very practical. We've seen service providers in the IP space experience a significant rise in demand for their tools and services in completely new markets as a result of this structured approach.
So it's not just about being seen. It's about understanding how that visibility can lead to concrete business outcomes. It sounds like a really supportive and well-structured program. Are there any more examples of the tangible impact this has had on individuals?
Absolutely. We've seen numerous participants in the Intellectual Property Subject Matter Expert Program experience significant increases in their LinkedIn engagement metrics, profile views, connection requests, comments, things like that.
Yeah, measurable results.
Yes. We've also seen a direct correlation between published articles and an increase in direct client inquiries, people reaching out specifically because of something they read.
That's powerful.
It is. Some have even received invitations to speak at international conferences, events, and webinars, opportunities they might not have encountered otherwise. And perhaps most significantly, many report a considerable increase in their confidence when communicating their expertise to a broader, non-legal audience and, importantly, to potential clients.
Those are some truly compelling results. It really highlights how, with the appropriate framework and support, business development can transition from feeling like this overwhelming burden to a genuinely rewarding and manageable part of a professional's growth.
It does indeed. The fundamental message here, I think, is that in today's intellectual property landscape, simply possessing exceptional legal or technical skills, well, it's no longer sufficient on its own.
Right.
Visibility and the ability to strategically communicate your expertise are absolutely essential for achieving sustained success.
So business development for IP experts isn't just some fleeting trend. It represents a fundamental shift in how you build and maintain a thriving professional practice. And thankfully, there are resources available, such as the IP Business Academy and its program for intellectual property subject matter experts, that offer the necessary structure, tools, and platform to navigate this transition effectively.
Exactly. And it's not solely about individual advancement, though that's important. It's also about contributing to the wider ecosystem of innovation. When knowledge about intellectual property is accessible, when it's clearly articulated and focused on addressing real-world needs, the true value of IP as a catalyst for progress becomes significantly more apparent to everyone.
That's a really important point. So as you're listening to this, maybe take a moment to consider, how can you take steps to move beyond being simply a highly skilled expert in your field and evolve into a recognized leader, a true strategic partner within the innovation ecosystem?
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps think about the impact that more accessible and effectively communicated IP knowledge could truly have on the world around us.
Yeah.
That's definitely something worth contemplating.
Thanks for tuning into this personal growth episode. You can find more in-depth resources on this topic and many others in our resource hub, linked in the show notes. And remember, if you have questions about personal growth or boosting your IP system contribution, feel free to reach out anytime.